CRTV.
The sale of school uniforms has become an issue that touches many families across Cameroon each school year. What might seem like a small, routine part of preparing for the academic year has subtly grown into a profitable business for schools and associated vendors. Freddie Etabisang today examines the business of school uniforms, stating that even though meant to instill discipline, equality, and identity among school children, the commercialization of the sale of school uniforms has brought about concerns, especially for many low-income families. His viewpoint.
The sale of uniforms in schools is not just an organizational formality in Cameroon. It has evolved into a significant source of revenue for both public and private institutions. There is no doubt about uniforms being mandatory in almost every school across the country. However, the centralized system through which schools control the sale of these uniforms often leaves parents with no choice but to purchase them directly from the school or its designated suppliers, often at inflated prices. This practice has raised important questions about fairness, transparency, and the real motivations behind what should be a standard school requirement. Many parents report spending much money on uniforms at the start of each school year. In some cases, the prices are so high that it creates a financial burden, particularly for families with many children. What is even of more concern is the fact that many schools insist uniforms must be bought only from certain suppliers or on school premises. This monopolistic approach eliminates any opportunity for competition or choice, allowing schools to dictate prices and make profits from these sales. How then did we get here? A possible explanation lies in the absence of strict regulations governing the sale of uniforms. With no clear government guidelines to cap prices or prevent schools from engaging in these practices, school institutions have found a way to make profit from something as essential as uniforms. Schools have the authority to enforce school uniform standards, but without regulation, they also wield the ability to control the market, setting prices that suit their pecuniary interests. This, however, affects the most vulnerable in our society, that is, families already struggling with the cost of school fees, books, and other school needs. Additionally, the cost of uniforms has risen due to the unnecessary complexity in design and fabric specifications imposed by schools. This exclusivity allows schools and designated vendors to keep prices high, leaving parents helpless. While it is important to acknowledge that schools may see this as a means to generate revenue to fund operational costs, we must also question whether this approach is truly in the best interest of the students, pupils, and their parents. Education should be something that makes children equal and not an additional financial stress. The high cost of uniforms can even lead to some children missing school or being penalized for not wearing the proper attire because their parents cannot afford it. To redress the situation, there must be greater transparency and regulation when it concerns the sale of school uniforms. The Ministries of Basic and Secondary Education should establish clear guidelines to regulate uniform prices and allow for competitive options. Schools should not have exclusive control over uniform sales. Parents should rather have the freedom to purchase uniforms from multiple vendors, enabling competition to bring prices down and making uniforms more affordable for all. Moreover, schools should consider reducing the complexity of their uniform designs. Standardizing fabrics and designs across institutions could lower production costs, benefiting families and ensuring that the financial barrier to education is minimized. The question of accessibility and fairness is the core of this issue. Government has made great strides in promoting education for all, but the high cost of uniform is an unnecessary burden that hinders this goal. The purpose of a uniform is to create a sense of unity and discipline, not to generate profit at the expense of struggling families.
Freddie Etabisang, Director of Radio Programs and Programming Editorialist. CRTV's Afternoon Edition at the top of the hour. Stay with us.